Wisconsin ranks number one in the country for the most certified organic milk cows. Most of the more than 70,000 produce milk on small family farms where the cows have access to pasture where they can stretch their legs and munch on grass. Pasture access is one of the requirements for getting organic certification. But Cornucopia spokesperson Mark Castell says the USDA isn't enforcing that on 10 large mega dairies that feed their cows organically, but keep them cooped up most of the time.
So giant feedlots in the western United States that basically confine their cattle to pens or small sheds, it's just not organic. It's putting family-scale producers at a competitive disadvantage.
Cornucopia has published a scorecard of 68 organic dairies in the country, ranking them by how closely they follow federal standards. Castell calls it a buyer's guide, but critics from the National Organic Trade Association say the report is unscientific and divides the organic industry at a time when its market share is growing by more than 20% a year. Charles Benbrook is with the Organic Center, a group that promotes scientific research on the benefits of organic food.
What will start to happen is different players within the organic community will start to compete with each other for market share, as opposed to competing against 99 or 98% of the food supply, which is still produced and processed conventionally.
The National Organic Standards Board will meet next month to discuss changes in the pasture access rules. The Cornucopia Institute will be pushing for tighter standards to protect small farms. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.